Great to be here. Very excited to do Big Ten Media Day here at Lucas Oil. I love Indianapolis. And, we have three players here today. Very excited to have these guys here. Thayer Munford, who's getting his degree this summer. You know, came back, had an opportunity to go to the NFL, came back. It's meant a lot to us. He's done a great job in the offseason. He's had a great career already at Ohio State and came back to leave a legacy behind. So excited that Thayer's here. Zach Harrison's here as well. Zach's had an unbelievable offseason, a psychology major, and, about to have a great season for us. And then Jeremy Ruckert is here in place of Chris Olave. Chris is getting his second vaccine shot here this weekend. And so, we decided to have him stay back in Columbus. But Jeremy's here in his place. He's also getting his degree this summer. And Jeremy decided to come back as well, had an opportunity to go into the NFL draft and, did some great things for us last year, had some big catches for us, and excited to see what he does for us this season. We're really excited to get back to normal here. Spring was very, very important for our team. We have counted 45 guys on our team that are in their first or second year. And, they missed over 1,000 snaps last year. They missed six games and didn't have a spring practice the year before. So because of that, fundamentals is something that we spent a long time working on this spring, really heavy emphasis. And then as we headed into the summer, it's been an unbelievable opportunity for our team to really work on the leadership and the development of our team physically, but also in accountability. And that's where Mick Marotti and staff do a great job. And really for the players to get away and find their own voice and find their own chemistry has been really good this summer. But as we head into preseason camp, this is something that is going to be very, very important for us because we start right away. And I think the easy thing to do is coming off of last year is to focus on, what happened in the game at the end of the year. How do we get back to the national championship game? But more importantly, this year, it's going to be how do we win that first game at Minnesota with a young team? We're going to have a young quarterback. And, we have to start the season really strong. So this preseason is going to be very, very important to us. We have to, really come out of the gates strong and harden ourselves as we head into the first game. So looking forward to that. And it's going to be a long way all the way to the end of the season. So we get started here in a couple of weeks. And, with that, I'll take any questions.
Thank you, Coach. We'll start here with Bill. Just raise your hand, Bill, so she can see it. Thank you.
All right, you're no stranger to the stadium, and as you know, the College Football Playoff Championship game is here. I know you're looking one day at a time, not at January, but what do you have to do? How does your team have to develop to get to this point, and how good do you feel about your team right now?
I feel good about the team. I feel good that we have some veteran groups, but I think that there's also some inexperience in some areas, and so it sounds like coach talk, but in order to get back here, which, it's been tremendous for us to get here, is we have to figure out a way to win the first game. Otherwise, it doesn't matter. And how is that going to happen? It happens with an unbelievable preseason and staying in the moment. And that's been our mantra there at Ohio State for a long time, is to stay in the moment, not get too worried about what happened yesterday, not get too far out in front of you in terms of worrying about, playing in championship games. You got to do a great job of maximizing the day. And if we can just stay on that focus, we're going to have a chance to play in some championship games. But yeah, I mean, when you look at the youth that we have at linebacker, you look at our youth at quarterback, that's something that we got to make sure we're doing a great job of addressing. But we also have really good players around it. We have really good depth on defense, the D-line. Our secondary has more depth now than it's had in a while. And then on offense, I feel like we have pretty good depth at all the other positions.
Look to your right, Matt.
Hi, Coach. Matt Kennedy, Minnesota Daily. How do you guys on defense with such a young squad plan on trying to stop Minnesota's experienced run game in the first week with five Gopher offensive linemen returning and a great running back in Mo Ibrahim?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at Minnesota, they have one of the most experienced and veteran teams there is in the country. So it's going to be a major challenge for us going on the road. We haven't played in front of fans in a long time. So it is a huge challenge. The good news is we're not that young up front. We do have really good depth in the D-line. A lot of guys coming back, Haskell Garrett, Zach Harrison, Tyreek Smith, Antoine Jackson, Teron Vincent. And, you know, so we're as deep as we've been in the D-line. That's good. We're young at linebacker. But it was good to see some of the younger guys play well in the playoffs last year. When you look at what Lathan Ransom did at safety and Josh Proctor did for us, Seven Banks had some really good games for us last year as well. And so, although we're young, we do have more depth there. And so, you know, like you said, it's going to be a challenge. So that's why this preseason is going to be a really hard preseason for us.
Stay in the same section.
Jay Stevens, Locked On Podcast Network. How did the abnormal way to prepare for last season help you alter and improve the preparation for this season?
Well, one of the things we missed was routine. And in a routine game, the coaches, players, the whole program strives on routine, and getting back into that routine is what we missed desperately. So I think it's more of that. It's just, I don't think we all really appreciated how much we missed the routine until it was gone, and every week it was something new. And, you know, we're kind of tired of living day to day that way and not knowing at least what the routine is going to be on a weekly basis. So getting back into a normal game week where you have your Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all the way up into the game is something that we're really looking forward to. And I think it's more of that than anything else.
To your left, 10 o'clock. To your left.
Nathan Barry, Cleveland.com. Obviously, last season was pretty disrupted by the COVID situation for Ohio State. And you mentioned Chris getting his vaccination this weekend. Just curious, what kind of advice or approach are you taking with the vaccinations, and where do things stand with the team right now?
Yeah, I mean, the majority of our team is vaccinated. It's one of those things where I think you really have to take a look at, you know, there's certain risks. There's certain risks with everything. I think there's risks with the virus. There's risks with the vaccine. There's risks with testing positive. There's risks with, you know, contact tracing, not being able to play. And we've left that up to the players. And we try to do everything we can to educate them with our medical people. Sports medicine, but I feel like we're in a pretty good place. I think, you know, the majority of our guys have been vaccinated, and a few more are continuing to get vaccinated. And I know it's you know, something that's unique to each guy, and we've kind of left it up to them.
And keep rolling up front with 24/7.
Hey, Ryan, Dave Biddle from 24/7 Sports. I want to ask you about the interior of your offensive line. Do you expect some good position battles there in camp? And specifically, who do you think is going to be your starting center?
Yeah, so on the D-line, we roll the guys. You know, Larry's done a great job of that over the years. O-line. Okay, yeah, O-line. Yeah, interior offensive line. Yeah, well, yeah, that's going to be a good battle there. You know, I think Harry comes back, Harry Miller. Played is in the second year, very hard to do at Ohio State, and you know, he's come back. He's, you know, really changed his body. Had surgery on his shoulder. Looks great. He's had a really good offseason. Paris Johnson is you know, moved in from tackle and done a really good job. Embraced that role. Really proud of the way he's embraced that role. This is one of the top defensive linemen in the entire country. You know, decides he wants to play guard right now, which ultimately is going to really help him in his versatility and his value down the road. But then you also have guys like Luke Whippler is in there, Matt Jones, you know, Josh Fryer, Enoch Viamahe. The good news is, like you said, we have a few guys in there. And if they all deserve to play, we will roll those guys. And so, you know, some of those guys had to play in the Michigan State game when we lost all those guys. Some guys had to step up in a big way and did. So, you know, some of them did play, like Harry didn't play in the spring. So, you know, we'll have to, once we get them all in there, we'll have to figure that part of it out. But even a tackle, you know, DeJuan Jones did some really good things for us as well, and Nick's coming off of a little bit of an injury there. So, you know, there's some good versatility that we have. We got to find the best five and go from there.
All the way on your left.
Ryan, Tim May, Letterman Rowe. I was just wondering, you know, you saw where Nick Saban said that Bryce Young is probably going to be upwards of $1 million in endorsements, et cetera, with the same image and likeness. I'm just wondering, are you costing one of your three guys money now, delaying naming him the starter, and where are you in that process? And what would the starting quarterback at Ohio State be worth, you think, on the open market?
You know, there was a lot of talk about projections last year, coming off of last year, with what Justin, you know, had the opportunity to make, and certainly those were big numbers, but it didn't happen. So we'll see when it all does come to fruition. I think that stuff will happen naturally. And I think the focus for all those guys just has to be, you know, development. You know, and if they're worried about starting, if they're worried about money, then they're worried about the wrong things. Those things happen and they'll come naturally. But I do think that we need to consider down the road, somewhere along the line, maybe it's a year from now, figuring out how we spread some of that money out, you know, because certainly the quarterback at Ohio State is going to have unbelievable opportunity. You know, the wide receiver, the running back, there's going to be certain positions. When you combine the brand of Ohio State, you combine the brand of Ohio State football, you combine the city of Columbus with our social media presence, it's like the perfect alignment. And so the opportunity for our guys is going to be unlike anywhere else in the country. However, you know, how do we find ways to make sure we disseminate that throughout the team? Because, you know, there's a lot of guys out there who are also playing football. There's guys who are blocking for the quarterback. There's guys who are covering the wide receivers. And while it's tricky and I don't really have quite the answer, I know that there's going to be some sort of formula down the road that we can consider.
We'll keep moving to your right.
Hey, good morning, Coach. Mike Moore with On the Move with Sports Kels. And let's just say for the past 10 years, man, your success at Ohio State has been unbelievable. So with getting these top-tier recruits from high school, bringing them to the next level, still having the same success, how do you go about in the locker room and on the field keeping these kids hungry and humble and kind of managing egos at the same time and keeping that winning culture?
I think it starts with recruiting the right people. And I think recruiting in an honest manner where you tell them exactly the way it's going to be when they get here is very, very important. I think that if you recruit them a certain way, but then when they get here, it changes, that's when you can foster hard feelings. Now, we tell them that there's nothing guaranteed. You're going to compete at the highest level. If you can make it Ohio State, you can make it anywhere. And guys who are highly competitive, that's what they want. They want it hard. You know, I talked to some of our freshmen who got in here just recently in the last couple months, and I asked them how they like the program, how they like the strength and conditioning in the summer program. They go, it's hard, but that's why we came here. And that's what we tell them in recruiting. And if that's what they want and that's what they want to embrace, then they come here. You know, for somebody who wants to just, hey, you're going to get on the field and play right away, this isn't the place for you. Now, for a lot of guys, they do play early. You know, you're going to see a lot of our guys play as freshmen this year, but that's because they earned it. And I think if we recruit those type of people and those type of families, we'll continue to build this competitive environment.
We'll move next door.
Hey, Coach, J.L. Curvin, Indy Star. You just talked about how you're recruiting and how much that plays a big role in the youth of your team. But as you look through camp, what are those signs of maturity that you're looking for to sort of show you that you're on the right track?
Yeah, that's a great question. I talked to our leadership council this week, and we talked about just random acts of leadership where in order to be a leader, you have to have different styles. And one of the styles that's the hardest for our generation is that one where you have to get in someone's face and challenge them. And so we try to create those type of conflict environments in practice, in workouts. Mick Moradi's the best in the business at it. And when guys can step up and speak out and have a voice in front of the team with leadership, and the first time it happens isn't when you're down by a score at halftime in front of the locker room where we have to rally the troops together. It happens in practice. It happens in workouts. And when we see those type of things, that's when we know we're taking the next step in terms of maturity. Because, you know, there's the last few times we've been in the stadium right here, we've been down at halftime. And we had to come out in the second half and play really, really well. And the reason that happened was because of the leadership of our team.
In the middle with Bill.
Coach Bill Bender, Sporting News. Obviously, this recruiting cycle, you brought in two more five-star defensive linemen in Jack and JT. I mean, you kind of started to answer it earlier, but what are the expectations for those guys in a group that pretty loaded on that side or that defensive line that you have there?
Yeah, it's highly competitive. We roll guys. Larry Johnson loves to roll defensive linemen, so they're all going to play. And, Jack and JT are in two different situations. Jack came in January and put on a bunch of weight. He looks great. He's had a really good offseason. JT just got there. And so, it's going to be a little bit of a different lead into the season for him. But it's a long way to January. And so both of them are going to play, and hopefully they play a lot.
We'll move over to your right.
Coach, Jim Dominick, WMTR, Archbold, Ohio. What's the difficulty in a program such as ours, yours, with the transfer rule changing where kids can leave immediately, particularly with the great numbers of top athletes that Ohio State recruits? Do you have some difficulty? Do you have some idea of some difficulty with that? Some kids have already left.
Yeah, it's inevitable that guys are going to leave. However, I think that when you recruit the right type of people, when you recruit in a transparent manner, and you're as honest as you can possibly be, then that's the best way to manage it. And I think that when you bring in great people who understand what it is, that there's going to be good days, there's going to be bad days. One of the things I tell recruits when they sit on my couch is, it isn't always going to be great. You're going to wake up one day and ask yourself, why the heck did I come to Ohio State? I hate football. I said, how's that for recruiting? But that's the truth. And if they understand that coming in, that there's going to be bad days, there's going to be hard days, but if you choose Ohio State for the right reasons, then you'll see it through to the end of your graduation. However, there's going to be other situations. You know, Joe Burrow is a great example of that. Joe got his degree from Ohio State. you know, Dwayne ended up being the quarterback. He went on and had an unbelievable career and still does today. So it's changed the landscape of college football. But I think what it's you know, really, you know, forced all recruits to do, or excuse me, all, you know, college coaches to do is recruit in a transparent manner so that they're straightforward and tell them exactly what they're going to get when they get there. It's not always perfect, but that's our philosophy.
And we'll close here with Ryan.
Coach, Ryan Saleen from Greater Than the Game. With what Haskell Garrett went through last offseason, what impact did that have on the team and his leadership, like, moving forward?
Very unique situation, what Haskell went through. I think it makes you realize, and I think it made him realize that, you know, in one day your whole life can change forever. And to see the way he's responded, very proud of him, proud of the way he played last season, and hopefully he can now even take the next step. But what a great story of somebody that had almost all of it taken away, but then turned that leaf over and had a great season, and hopefully he'll have another one this year.